What are the teachers teaching your kids in the classroom? Oh, yes. How the culture of alarmism makes us afraid of everything. From cupcakes to chemicals, that's the name of the book by my next guest, Julie Gundlach. Julie Gundlach, welcome back to the program. Good to have you here.
Glad to be on.
I have this quote from a teacher. I want to read part of it. I am a public school teacher. I do not teach the blasphemous crap they pass off as truth. 90% of my students are from immigrant families. They did not come here because this was a bad country. Sounds like I've been listening to this program. I invite my parents into my classroom, and I want them to be involved and know what I'm teaching their child. I've been in trouble for mentioning Tim Scott's grandfather's story. I was berated by my principal and called a racist. I'm fearful to say anything that might be considered Republican, even though I am conservative. Isn't it unfortunate we live in a place now where the thought police, you know, the ones that defend the First Amendment right for you to say anything you want as long as it conforms to exactly what they think you should say, are out there, Julie? I mean, it's a scary place.
It is, and I'm so glad that you wrote that. You read a portion of that letter, that is a blog that I put up just the other day. I was contacted by a teacher. We have, you know, we've obviously protected her name, her identification. She did not want to be identified again because, you know, she could be fired for a thought crime. But she wrote this in reaction. IWS sent out a letter a couple weeks ago talking about how there is continued indoctrination in America's public schools. I have felt this. I have dealt with this. I have publicly explained what my son has faced, what my children have faced in schools. And so we wrote a letter saying, you know, look, parents, you got to stand up for this. We have a parent right to know pledge that is on IWF. I really urge everyone to go to IWF and look for the parent pledge. And that's basically saying, look, we have a right as parents to know what's going on in the classroom and to know what our children are being taught. And in response, this teacher sent this note to me, and she talked about, obviously, her own intimidation by higher-ups, by her, you know, public school administration. What parents, I think there are a lot of parents who don't know what's going on in the classroom, but they also don't know what's going on in the so-called leadership of sort of the public school hierarchy. These are the superintendents, and they are controlled by the school unions, by the public school unions. So there really needs to be a higher awareness of this.
I think one of the strongest, most important things that I can say is that people need to be involved with local elections, starting with a school board. I've been through this in my district. The school board is more important than you realize because they have an impact on the curriculum, on what is allowed, what is not allowed. You need to, and, you know, a lot of people don't get involved. They ignore that. While the do-gooders, the people that are smarter than you and I, Julie, the ones that know best what's best for you and your family and your children better than we do, they're the ones that get on the school board and then put in this perverted, you know, view of the world on the rest of us.
Get involved. Look, this is the thing. My school board in Alexandria, I've talked a lot on your show about where I live. I live sort of in, you know, I like to joke around Communist Party headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C. The school board is in lockstep with the superintendent, which is in lockstep with the local union.
Right.
And so literally parents have nowhere to go. They are going to be putting in place the 16-19 curriculum. I'm sure your listeners know about the New York Times.
They're really going to put it in place, even though it's a debunked piece of garbage. They're going to put it in place in your school district.
Yeah, and this is a curriculum that literally teaches kids to hate their country. And so, look, you have got immigrants coming here to this country. They come to this country because it is a place for opportunity, and it's a lot better than the countries where they were born or where they live. And then they come here, and their kids are put in public schools, and the teachers say, hey, by the way, and it's not always the teachers that are in control. Sometimes they are required to teach these certain curriculums. And it's basically saying that this is really important. It's not just that America is a flawed country, because of course America is a flawed country. Every country is flawed,
but we're just having to be the least flawed.
What they teach is that America is uniquely bad.
No.
It is uniquely bad.
And I reject that. And we should all reject that. We have to reject that. We have to start by rejecting that at the local level, and we have to be vocal. Speak up and be heard. Being meek and mild doesn't work anymore because these cretins will continue to attack and destroy America until they get what they're looking for.
I have struggled with this myself. I've sort of, every other day I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to get active. I'm really going to get involved in the school board. And then the next day I'm going full blown Rod Dreyer Benedict option, where I'm like, nope, I'm moving my family to a cave and we are never talking to anybody else. Like, you know, because it can be overwhelming. But you're right. Absolutely right.
But mount a 50 caliber at the door. You put a 50 caliber at the door of the cave. I think that's probably a pretty good idea. I want to shift gears with you on one other thing. We've got just a couple of minutes here. I just want to make sure you understand the rules of engagement for Thanksgiving. There, according to the CDC, there'll be no singing, no loud music, and no alcohol. Man, are we screwed.
Right. I mean, honestly, doesn't that just seem like the rules of going to some liberal's house for Thanksgiving? I mean, these people are fun stealers, okay? So this is not just the CDC rules. This is literally how liberals live.
It's awful. How can you wake up and be that miserable every day? Honestly, you're just miserable and angry. You won't sing. You will not sing in my house. It's like they're the old school, the old school strict. No singing, no dancing.
Well,
no touching.
It's the return of the puritanical sort of, let's be very serious, sort of, we're all doomed to hell anyway. So, it's very... It's very puritanical, and so it's funny to see the liberals embrace this very puritanical lifestyle.
Yeah, I have a guest on this program who's here weekly, and I said, what's going to happen is people are going to start pounding on their neighbors' doors and calling 911 when there are too many cars in the driveway. That will never happen. What planet do you live on? I'm like, of course it'll happen. It's already happening. Yeah. Are you kidding? I mean, anyhow, I'll give you the last word.
It will happen. There are hotlines being set up. I mean, of course, you've got Cuomo, who's dispatched people to take pictures inside people's homes to peek into their windows. It's like literally state supported peeping toms. This is absolutely going to happen.
It's already, and de Blasio with his Checkpoint Charlie. Right, that's right.
Yeah.
Checkpoints for COVID. Anyhow, Julia, have a great Thanksgiving. Drink up, dance up, sing up.
We'll do all that. You too, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Julia Gunn.